sudden, surly.
It's a hard life, Cap. Nobody don't never trust me. Don't never give me no slack. One teensy slip-up and it's roast forever. Or worse. You mortals got it made, man.
Croaker snorted.
What do you think one slip-up will get me?
It only hurts for a little while for you.
Soulcatcher said.
Enough banter. Croaker, calm yourself. Get yourself ready for surgery. The imp and I will ready everything else.
Nude and headless, the sorceress floated 4 feet off the floor, shoulders elevated. Her unboxed head sat on a stone table nearby, eyes alert. Croaker scanned the body. It was perfect, though pale and waxy. He'd seen only one to compare. Her sister's. He glanced at the imp, perched on the head of a stone monster that protruded from the wall. The imp winked.
Show us what you got, Cap.
Croaker was not reassured. He glanced at his hands. They were steady, a legacy of surgeries performed on 12 battlefields under terrifying conditions. He stepped to the table. The sorceress had gathered the best surgical instruments the world had to offer.
This will take a while, imp. If I tell you to do something, you do it now. Understood?
Sure, Chief. Might help if I knew what you were going to do.
I'll start by removing the scar tissue. That'll be delicate. You'll have to help control bleeding.
He didn't know if there would be bleeding or not. He'd never carved on somebody who should have been dead 15 years ago. He could not believe this operation was possible, but Catcher being alive was impossible. How much control would she have? How much would she participate? His would be the least part here. Physical preparation for the mating of head and neck. The rest, tying nerve to nerve and blood vessel to blood vessel, would be up to her. It wouldn't work. It couldn't. He went to work. Soon he was concentrating enough to forget the price of failure. Chapter 21 Long Shadow watched the upper limb of the sun slide below the horizon. He barked an order. A wrinkly little brown man whispered, "Yes, my lord." He scurried out of the crystal room. Long Shadow remained motionless, watched the day fade.
Welcome, the enemy hours.
It was summertime. Long Shadow preferred summers. The nights were shorter. He was less troubled, less fearful now. Those nights after the Storm Guard debacle had included a crisis of confidence now past. He was not cocky, but was sure of himself now. Everything he touched was turning to gold, unfolding to perfection. The Howler was on his way from the swamps, undetected. The siege of Stormguard continued to enervate Shadow Spinner's armies. Spinner remained impotent. She seemed to have faded, content to avenge herself on Dorothea Senjak. Senjak was playing her own game, unaware that she was playing his. Soon now, she would stumble. He had just one move to make, and it was time. Each 70 feet along Overlook's wall stood a tower topped by crystal. Inside each cylinder was a large curved mirror. Fires came to life within those towers. The flames burned brightly. The mirrors hurled light onto the old road descending from the plain of glittering stone. No shadow could move there unseen. His confidence was back. He could leave the night watch to others. He had other business to conduct.